Today's shiur is Masechet Pesachim Daf Chaf. We will begin on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph at the second line. In our previous shiur, the Gemara quoted the Mishnah Masechet Idyos. The Mishnah Masechet Idyos teaches us that if a needle that's tamei was found in the meat of a carbon, the halacha was that the basar is tamei, but the knife and the hands that came in contact with that basar are tahor. Ask the Gemara, hi basar diskashe b'mai, as we so often have learned, the halacha is that food cannot be mekabel tuma unless it was first mukshel kabel tuma. It got wet by different types of liquids that make it susceptible to tuma. Inayim diskashe b'dam, if you're going to say the dam that comes out when we shecht the carbon is what was machshir this basar for kabbalas tuma. Ask the Gemara, v'am Rav Chiya bar Abba, am Rav Yochanan, menayin l'dam kotshim she'ena machshir. From where do we know that kotshim blood do not have the ability to be machshir food for kabbalas tuma? Shenemar, because the pasuk says regarding dam, lo'seichlenu, we may not eat dam. Al oris tishpichenu kamayim. It should be spilled on the earth like water. So we learn from him here. Dam shenishpach kamayim. Dam, which is comparable to water, that has the ability to machshir, to be machshir food for kabbalas tuma. However, blood she'ena nishpach kamayim, which is not spilled like water, because rather it's blood that's saved and is needed for Zrikas Adam, the dam of a carbon we know is needed for the Zrikas Adam, ain't a machshir, does not have the ability to be machshir. So can't be the dam of the carbon which was machshir this basar. Ella, says the Gemara, diskashe b'mashke b'beim b'tchaya. The water that we found in the butchering area we discussed in previous shiurim, that water is the water that's machshir this carbon. Ask the Gemara, when we spoke about the mashkin that are found in the butchering area in the Azara, not only did we learn, as Rabbi Yosef taught us last week, that Chazal did not want to have more tuma in the Beis HaMikdash area, and since the entire tuma of those liquids we learned was only a tumid b'drabbanon, so Chazal had the right to say, well, here we won't make him tamay. So not only are they tar, she'ei machshirin, they don't have the ability to be machshir. So how could we suggest that the machshir, that was machshir is basar? Says the Gemara, a new concept. Ella, the iskasha b'chibis kodesh. The Gemara now introduces the concept of Chibis Kodesh, that something which is used for Kodesh has such great Chashivis that makes it to become like Mukshel Kabel Tumah. So the Gemara Masechta Chulin, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis teaches us, how do we know this concept of Chibis Kodesh? Because the pasuk says, "Vabasa shiga b'chol tamei lo yoichel be'esh yisarev, vabasa kol toy lo yoichel basar." So the pasuk is already speaking about habasar. So why does it say the word habasar twice? To teach us that even different foods that are different items that are in the Beis HaMikdash, eitzim, wood, levoina, which are normally not food, they're mekabel tumas oichlam, even though not really food. Why? Because the fact that they're part of the kodesh menu makes them choshev and are considered like oichel. So here too, because they're considered kodesh, even though they did not go through the traditional form of chibas of hechsher with liquid touching it, chibas kodesh makes it be considered like an oichel, even though they never came in contact with water. That's one pshat that I saw the Echroinim give. The Chibus HaKodesh gives it the status of oichel, even though they didn't have hechsher. Reb Chaim Brisk, I saw, has a different pshat. Reb Chaim Briska says, the Chibus HaKodesh, as we just learned, teaches us that even items that are not really food are considered food. So what do we see from here? That just like Chibus HaKodesh has the ability to take something which is not really a food and make it be considered like a food, so too, Chibus HaKodesh has the ability to say that even though normally Hechsher is required, here Hechsher will not, here Hechsher will not be required. Ask the Gemara, Ema the Mahanilei Chibus HaKodesh, ask the Gemara, when do we apply the concept of Chibus HaKodesh Lefsule Gufei? That if something comes in contact with Tuma, the Halach is that it's considered Tame, even though it didn't have, even though it wasn't really Mukshel Kabel Tuma, it didn't come in contact with liquid. But to consider it so Tame, ask the Gemara, Lemimne Be Rishi V'Sheni Nami, to say that we could spread the Tuma further, that will also, to that degree, will Chibus HaKodesh work? Ask the Gemara, if you're going to say so, Tifshit the boy Rish Lakish. We should have a question, we should have an answer to a question that Rish Lakish posed. Because Rish Lakish posed the following question. Tzritch Shalmanachas, and we have a dry clump of something from the of the flower of the Korban Mincha that never got mukshar because of with liquid. It's a dry clump of flour, but it does have Chibus HaKodesh, because it is part of the Korban Mincha. And Rav Shlokesh asked the question, when we say it has the ability to become Tamei because of Chibus HaKodesh, does it have the ability to give Tumah further? So the Rishonim ask, if our Gemara has introduced that there is in Halacha concept of Chibus HaKodesh, so why did Rabbi Yossi Ben Yehuda say Mashke b'Matchaya e'Machshirin? Because the way we're learning, we learned earlier in the Shir today, that Mashke b'Matchaya do not have the ability to be Machshir. And when we learned that, we explained because the Mashke b'Matchaya, that's a special halacha that Chazal gave because they wanted to limit Tum and the Beis Hamikdash. But here wouldn't make a difference because it's Muchshir anyway, because it's something that has Chibus HaKodesh. So the Tosfos HaRosh, Tosfos HaRei Maaseh Ela answers that not everything that was brought into the Azara was subject to Chibus HaKodesh. Bikurim or Chulin that were brought along, that if the Kohanim wanted to eat some food along with the Kabbanis, they wanted to have spices or whatever, so they brought them along to the Beis Hamikdash, they brought them along. Since they brought them along, then therefore there's no concept on them, there's no Chibus HaKodesh, and that's why we had to have the new Chiddush of Mashke b'Emet B'Chaya. Amar, so back to our question. If Rish Lakish says that Mashke b'Emet, even if we learn the concept of Chibus HaKodesh, but Chibus HaKodesh doesn't allow us to go further with Tumah, it only makes the object itself Tumah, so how did the meat of this carbon get Mukshur, that it should become Tamei because it came in contact with the needle that's Tamei? Answers the Gemara. Amar Yehuda Mishmul, Kigan Shoyos Parash Azuvche Shlomim. It's talking about a cow that's being used for Karmen Shlomim. Vivir Benar, and the person who's bringing this carbon on the way to the Beis HaMikdash had this animal go through a river. V'shachta, and he shechted the animal right while it was still wet. V'day mashkin toifei chalea, and it was still wet. And the reason that they used to want to make the animal wet right before the shechita, because it's much easier to skin the animal when it's wet versus when it's dry. So Rashi explains that the reason the Gemara specifically explained that we're speaking here about an animal that's a Korban Shlomim, because a Korban Shlomim is considered the mum and balam. It's considered the property of the owner, because the owner is going to get the meat, and therefore he wants it to be easy to skin, because you should be able to eat it without any problem. The Ktzois in explaining this Gemara says that from here we see that the carbon that belongs to, when we speak about something getting wet, we always say that it has to be wet because the owner wants it to be wet. So here, says the Ktzois, the owner is considered the person who is bringing the carbon shlomim, and therefore he wants it to be wet. If it wasn't kachin kalim, so he's not the owner. So it getting wet is not something that he wants, and therefore we have to explain it that way. The Chazon Ish disagrees with the Ktzois. He says that by kachim, you have the people who were administrating, the Kohanim or the others who were involved in the Beis HaMikdash, and they would want to make sure that the Kohanim should also be able to have it eaten and skinned easily. So there's no difference, says the Chazon Ish, between kachim kalim. So we learned further in the Mishnah from Masecht Erevim, im nimtza beperish, if the needle was found in the waist, hakol tor, then if even the meat is tor. Ask the Gemara, but why? V'nehed the perish, v'nitmi lebasar. The machat, the needle, touched the perish, and that touches the meat, and that should make it tamei. Omer v'adber hava, beperish ava. When does it have the ability to be matama? It would be a liquid. So a liquid is matama a oichel. Here we're talking about thick waste. And since we're talking about thick waste, the waste doesn't have the ability to give off tumma to the meat. It's all oichel to oichel. Rav Ashama, I feel a time of perish raka. We could explain that's talking about moist perish, but it's not considered a mashka, mishum dava mashkish seruach. Since it's perish, since it's waste, it's not considered a food. It's seruach, it's waste. It has that terrible odor. Tanatanaka made Rav Sheshes. Sheretz metamas a mashkin. A sheretz can be metama mashkin. Then the mashkin can be metama the keli. Mashkin can be metama keli. And then Kaili metamas oichlim, and Kaili can be metama oichlim, oichlim metamas amashkin, and then the oichlim can be metamas amashkin. V'lo madnu, by saying this statement, says the Gemara, where we have just learned shalosh tumas b'sheretz, that by a sheretz, tumah could go on till a shlishi, which goes on, which is what we discussed in our previous year, that according to Rabbi Akiva, not according to everyone else, but according to Rekiva, when we speak about tumah, it could go up to a shlishi. Tumah could go up to a shlishi l'tumah even by chulin. We always learned that by chulin, the last stop of tumah is a sheni, and by truma it's a shlishi, and by kachim it's a revi. Here we're seeing that the Gemara is suggesting that according to this brisa, it could go even by chulin. It could go up to a shlishi. Ask the Gemara if you really want to count arbahein, hani arbahein. There are really four things that are getting tamei, so it shouldn't be going up to a shlishi. It's going to a revi. Because what happened? The mashka touched the sheretz, so the mashka is a rishon. The kli touched the mashka, it becomes a sheni. The oichel touches the kli, it becomes a shlishi. The mashka that touches the oichel becomes a revi. And as we just said, even according to Rekiva, who holds that by chulin, it goes all the way to a shlishi, it doesn't go past the shlishi. Answers the Gemara, the way we need to learn is goyz mashkin dereisha. Take out from this brisa the first mashkin that we learned in the brisa. That means the sheretz was metama the keli, that made it into rishon. The keli made the oichlin into a sheni, and the oichlin made the mashkin into a shlishi. And that's why we're learning that it goes up to a shlishi, the opinion of Akiva, but not any further. Ask the Gemara, if we're taking out mashkin from the brisa, adrabba, so goy's mashkin the sefer. Take out mashkin that's at the end of the brisa. And the brisa should say that the sheris was matam of the mashkin was matam of the keli, and the keli was matam of the oichlim. Why do we have to, why do we speak about, why do we remove the first mashkin? Why do we remove the first mashkin? Why do we remove the last mashkin? Answers the Gemara, the reason we have to do it this way is because at the beginning of the brisa, the way we had the brisa in its original version, we had mashkin metamnas akeli. And says the Gemara, loyashkech on tana, we don't have a tana to amma mashkin metamnas akeli. There's no tana that holds that mashkin have ability to mekama akeli medaraisa. The only one that suggested that was Rabbi Yehuda on the Gemara and Daf Taz Zayin Amud Aleph. And he, as we learned extensively on Daf Yud Zayin, he also had the bay, as the Gemara proved extensively. So it doesn't make sense to say that it's going to say that the Mashkin was Matama Keli. So now says the Gemara, how do we remember the story? For Simonach, the way to remember the story was in this Yaisa. That what happened here was the way they made beer. That the way they made beer was they used to take a keli, then they used to put the barley, which is an oichel, the hops, which are an oichel, they put them into the keli, and then they put in water. And that's going to be the order that we're learning here as well, that the sherets touched the keli touched an oichel, and the oichel touched the mashkam. Says the Gemara, Tanan Hasam, the Mishnah in Masech the Kalim teaches us, Sheretz Shenimtza B'Tanner, if a Sheretz was found in a Tanner, if a Sheretz was suspended in a Tanner, and at the same time, there's a loaf of bread, there's bread in that Tanner, Hapas Shevetoich HaShniya, the bread becomes a Sheni. Because what happens? The Sheretz is an Avatoma. The Sheretz, by being suspended in the sheretz by being suspended in this keli makes the keli a rishon l'tuma, and the bread that's in the keli becomes a sheni l'tuma. And makes the bread into the tana's a rishon and makes the bread into a sheni. Ask the Gemara. Why don't we look at this tana as if it's full of tuma? And therefore, it's not, so it's as if the sheretz touched the bread, not as if the bread, it should be considered like the sheretz touched the bread directly, not the sheretz to the keli and the keli to the bread. And therefore, if that's the way the halacha will look at it, then the bread will be a rishon l'tuma, not like a sheni l'tuma, not a sheni l'tuma. Answers the Gemara, it doesn't make sense to say so. The Tanya, because we learned in a braisa that discusses a kli cheretz in which a sheretz is suspended. Yochel ye kol hakelim. We would think that all types of vessels should be tamei ma'avir kli cheretz, should become tamei from the avir kli cheretz, that if there's a keli in the kli cheretz in which there was a sheretz suspended, they should too become tamei. Tameloimer, so says the Gemara, the pasuk says regarding the kli cheretz, v'kol kli cheretz ashiyipa mehem el toichoi, kol ashev toichoi yitma. V'samachlei, the pasuk continues to say, v'kol oichol, oichol metame me'avir kli cheretz, only the oichol becomes tamei from being in the avir kli cheretz, in which a sheretz was suspended. Then call a kelim matam mikli cheres. All other kelim don't become tamei from that situation. So we don't. So from here we see that we don't look at the keli cheres in which the sheretz is suspended as if it's full of tumah. Because were we to look at it that way, it would be considered like the sheretz touch the other keli that's in the kli cheres. And then the halach ought to be that keli is tamei. But we don't say that. Rather, the halacha doesn't look at it that way. Rather, the way the halacha looks at it is that only the klicheris becomes tamei, and that is a question: does that klicheris have the ability to be matama another keli? And that goes back to the issue that we have been discussing so extensively, that ain't keli matama keli. But what we see clearly, from here, that one keli that the klicheris that has a sheret suspended in it, the halacha does not view it as if it's full of tumah. Our Gemara now goes back to the Mishnah. In the Mishnah we had the question if we could burn together tumah tumeya with tumah tahira on Erev Pesach. And Rabbi Yossi said that Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua are in agreement that on Erev Pesach, shosh shishis, where it's not yet osir medaraisa, we may not burn together Truma Tahira with Truma Tumeya, because we're not allowed to be Matama at that point, the Truma Tahira. The only machloikis, Rabbi Yossi said, we have between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua is if we could burn Truma Taluya with Truma Tumeya. Rabbi Lezer holds that even such a situation, we have to keep them separate. Rabbi Yeshua said that we could burn them together. Truma Taluya is tuma, which we, as we've been learning, as loy oichle v'loy sarfin, we may not eat it because maybe it's tamei, but we're not allowed to burn it because the only time we're allowed to burn truma is if we're not allowed to eat it. But this may be edible. It may be tar, and there's a din of mishmeres trumasi that we're not allowed to burn it. Says the Gemara of Chizda Rami Pischa. He asked a stira in the opinions of Rav Yeshua, Umashani, and then he answered it. Ask the Gemara, Mi Amar Rabbi Yeshua, is it indeed the opinion of Yeshua that Truma Taluya and Truma Tameya, Shteim Ka'achas, can be burned together? Vermini will ask a question where Remeyer wanted to prove from Chaninas Gan Kahanam Rabbi Kiva that you're allowed to burn Truma Tahira for Truma Tameya. What was his raya? Because Reb Chanina allowed us to burn different levels of kachim, and Reb Akiva allowed us to burn different levels of truma, says the Gemara. Amaloi and Reb Yossi in disputing Reb Meir said, "Ain't I need daima l'raya? We can't compare the situations because Kshida Reb Yosenu when Reb Chanina and Reb Akiva spoke amai idu regarding what situations did they speak." If they were speaking about kachim, they got tummy with a rishon. Both objects that we're looking at are tummy. Vim al shemen shenifsu b'tfilyoyim. If Rabbi Kiva discussed the situation of oil that was touched by tfilyoyim, which, as we discussed at the beginning of our sugya, became a shlishi l'tluma. They were allowed to put it into a candle that came in contact with avatuma. Zeh posel, a shlishi l'tluma is posel by truma, and zeh tamei. And therefore, they can be burnt together. Af anamoidim, and says therefore, Rabbi Yossi, I agree, b'truma shenitmus b'vlar atuma, shesofenam so b'truma shenitmus b'avatuma. Aval heich, in this rife, but how could you extrapolate, says Rabbi Yossi Tremeya, I feel a tluya with Tremeya, that you should be allowed to burn Suffolk Truma with Tremeya, because maybe the Suffolk Truma, Shem Yov Eliyov Yitarim, maybe Eliyov Novi will come and tell us that they are Tar, and therefore we will have ended up burning Tar Truma with Tame Truma. So Rabbi Yossi is making an argument that you're not allowed to burn Tame Truma with Suffolk Tamei Truma with Truma Tahira, and here we say Rabbi Yeshua says Yilarut, answers the Gemara or Mishani, and how does Rav Chizda respond to this contradiction? Harif Shimon Avliyev Rabbi Yeshua, the Mishnah that says Rabbi Yeshua says it may be done follows the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. For Ha, the Brisa who says that we may not do this is Rabbi Yossi Avliyev Rabbi Yeshua is following the opinion of Rabbi Yossi's interpretation of Rabbi Yeshua. The Tanya, because the Brisa says, Arba Osa Shechalis B'Shabbos. If Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, Mevaren is a kol b'fnei Shabbos. We have to burn all the chametz before Shabbos. For sarfin, we have to, then we burn trumas, tmeyas, tluyas, tahiris, divrei meyer. All different types of trumas may be burnt together. That is the opinion of Rav Meir. And as the Tzlach points out, here we're learning even a bigger chiddush. We're learning here that even though it's not Erev Pesach, it's Friday, and which is Yud Gimel Nissen. Whatever we're allowed to do on Erev Pesach in a normal year, Rav Meir holds this year we're allowed to do on Erev Pesach. Rav Yossi disagrees. Tahir b'fnei atzma, Taluya b'fnei atzma, v'tmei b'fnei atzma. Everything has to be burnt separately. So the Sfasemis asks a question. When we're saying that we have to burn everything separately, if we have two stacks of Truma Taluya, of Truma that's a Sufik, may we burn them together or not? Because there could be an argument made, says the Sfasemis, that we shouldn't be allowed to burn them together. Because maybe this Truma Taluya, Eliyahu Navi is going to come and tell us is Tahor. And this Truma Taluya, Eliyahu Navi is going to come and tell us is Tahor. So we shouldn't even be allowed to burn two different Truma Taluyas together. So he says that since it's a Svek Sveka, maybe they're both Tahor and maybe they're both Tamei. And therefore, even Reb Yossi will allow us to burn different Truma Taluyas together. Reb Shimon, says the Gemara, says the Braisa, continues the Braisa, L'nech Reb Elazar Yeshua, ala Torah v'ala Tameya, she ain't sarfen. Everybody agrees, Reb Elazar Yeshua agree, that we can't burn Truma Tahira and Truma Tameya together. Al Taluya v'Tahira, she sarfen, that a Truma Taluya and Truma Tahira, we could burn them together. Why? Because since the Truma Taluya, Rashi Devarim Maskel Hochi Garcin explains, has a Cheskas Tahara. So since it has a Cheskas Tahara, we have a right to be lenient. Amen Nechlaku, where do we have a disagreement? Ala Taluya v'ala Tameya. Can we burn Suffolk Truma Tameya with Truma Tameya? Rebeleza holds that even here, Tisarv Zu, Batzma, the Zubatzma. Rabbi Lezer holds that they may not be burned together. Rabbi Shua, Oimer, Shteim Kachs, we could burn them together. Why? Because according to Rabbi Shua, we explained this earlier, he says that when the Torah says, Mishmeres Trumasi, that we have to protect the Truma, it's only talking about Truma that is Tar. But Truma, which is a Sufik, he says, we may not burn. We don't have a chiv to be protected. There's no din or mishmeres trumasi. As we explained it earlier, it comes back to the question, do we follow the pronunciation of the word or do we follow the spelling of the word? And therefore, he holds that we could burn them together. So we see that we have a machlokes here, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Shimon, how to understand the opinion of understand the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. And that's how Rav Chisda answers the contradiction. Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, and the Braisa that has Rabbi Yeshua being more machmer is following Rabbi Yossi's understanding of his opinion. Ask the Gemara, but our Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi he. Our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Our Mishnah is not Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yossi is the one that made the statement in our Mishnah, Om Rabbi Yossi, Einam and Amida. And yet in our Mishnah we find that Rabbi Shua allowed, Rabbi Yossi, who's teaching us our Mishnah, is allowing, according to Rabbi Shua, to burn Truma Taluya with Truma Tameya. Says the Mar Hachikamar. This is the way to understand a Mishnah. Hachkam Rabbi Yossi L'Rameya. Rabbi Yossi is addressing Rameya, and he's saying, Afilu Rav Shimon, a lever of Yeshua de Meikel, even Rav Shimon, who has the most lenient interpretation of Rabbi Yeshua's opinion, Ki Meikel, when is he lenient? But Tluya Tameya, that's when he's going to be lenient. Ava Torah Tameya, Torah Tameya, he's not lenient. And how could you, therefore, take such a lenient approach? Ask the Gemara a different question. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Rama Truma Pischa. He asked the Stira, in the opinion of Rabbi Shua regarding Truma all year round, and Truma Nara Pesach, Umashani, and he answers the Stira. He asked the question. Mi amar Rabbi Shua. Did Rabbi Shua indeed say that you're allowed to burn Truma Teluya together with Truma Tameya, Shtein Ka'achas, Verminu, the Mishnah in Masech the Trumas. Periches Mishnah Ches teaches us, Chavash HaTrumah Shenoyla B'Sofak Tuma, when we have a barrel of Truma, that there's a Sofak Truma, that we know a person whose Tameh walked into an area where there's Truma, and we don't know did he touch it or not, that is considered a Chavash HaTrumah, that's Sofak. So Tosfos asked the question, why is that considered a Sofak? Don't we have a halacha that Sofak Tumah Rishus HaYochid is Tameh, and Sofak Tumah Rishus HaRabim is Tor? So let's look where that barrel is. And because of that, Tosfos says that we have two barrels in Rishus HaYochid. The way we understand the case is that we have two barrels in Rishus HaYochid, and somebody whose Tameh touched one of those barrels, but we just don't know which one of those two barrels he touched. When do we say Sofak Tumah Rishus HaYochid is Tameh? Is only when it's certain that one of those barrels, where it could be that it's Tameh. But when we know that one of the barrels is definitely not Tameh, we don't apply the concept of Sofak Tumah Rishus HaYochid is Tameh. So Meleza Omer, if this barrel, going back to Rashi's Peshat, that we don't know if it's Tameh or not, was in an exposed area, put it into a private place. And Ma'is Magul, if it was covered, yechasera. We should, if it was open, cover it. Rishua says, if it was in a exposed area, in a closed area, expose it. Ma'is Magusa, if it was covered, yegalena. Because until you're going to do so, you're going to have a problem because you can't eat it. You have a suffix. You can't eat it. You can't burn it. So we see from here that since, what is the basis of Rabbi Shua's opinion? Since it's suffix tumah, when it's suffix tumah, Rabbi Shua doesn't require us to protect it. And therefore he says we can expose it. Now ask the Gemara the question. But what did Rabbi Shua allow us to do? Grumma in. We're allowed to leave it in an exposed area, and by leaving it in an exposed area, it's likely to become Tameh. However, b'yadayim loy, we're not allowed to make it Tameh, yet in our Mishnah, Rabbi Shua is saying that we're allowed to take the Truma Teluya and put it together with the Truma Tameya. Umashani, and the way to answer this question, ha, Rav Shimon Ali with Rabbi Shua, Rav Shimon has a more lenient approach to Rabbi Yeshua, and therefore he says you're allowed to actually be metamet from Metaluya. For her, Rabbi Yosef leaves Rabbi Yeshua that isn't so lenient, and therefore he says that we only could leave it there. We can't actually be metamet. Ask the Gemara. Rabbi Elazar says the Gemara. Rabbi Elazar Rami Truma Truma. Rabbi Elazar asked Astira in the opinion of Yeshua regarding Truma, Umashani, and he answered. Me Amar Rabbi Yeshua. Did Rabbi Yeshua hold Grumma in that we're only allowed to take Truma Teluya and expose it with a Grumma? However, we're not allowed to actually be Matamid. For a minute, I'll ask you a question. The Mishnah says, Chavash HaTruma, we discussed this as well. Chavash HaTruma, Shnishra Begas Al Yoyna, if a barrel of Truma broke in the upper pit, and the bottom, there chulun tameim. And if the truma is going to fall into that lower pit, it's going to become tamei, and not only will it become tamei, but also the chulun wine will become non-consumable to a Yisrael because of the truma that got mixed into it. So now there's a machloikus Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar what to do. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar, says we learned, everybody agrees, Shem Yochel Ha'atzim and Revius Batara, if there's enough time to bring a vessel that's Tohar, and we will save a Revius, which is always considered a significant amount in Halacha, of Truma, that it will be remain Tohar, that's what we should do, Yatzel. We should save it. And that's our first obligation, to try to save the Truma Tahira. However, Imlaf, if it's not doable, because I don't have any kalim tahirim available to me. So now we have a machlokes. Rabbi Elazar, I'm a terev titma. So if it'll fall, it'll fall down, even though it means ruining, so to speak, that chulin. However, we have never a right to actively be metame truma. Rav Shua disagrees. Rav Shua says, yetamena biyad, since it's going to waste anyway, if it's going to the chulin, it's going to destroy the chulin, so we shouldn't take that approach. We should be metame, we should bring kalim tamayim to for the truma tahira, and at least have saved the chulin. So we see that since this truma was going to become tamay anyway, we're allowed to be metamed. Umashani, so how are we saying here that Rabbi Shua only allows a grumma, but doesn't allow us to actually be metamed? Umashani, and the way the question was answered, Shani Hasam, there it's a different situation. The Rabbi Shua was makel because the halacha is it's ikka hefsid, chulin, because if we're going to allow that truma to fall into the chulin will go to waste, and Chazal were concerned for hefsid merubah. And of course, the Yerushalmi, of course, the Pnei Yeshua says from here we see that the Isser for being Matama Truma is only an Isser Drabonin. Because if it was an Isser, if this is talking about Truma that's ultimately going to get ruined anyway, that's going to become Tame anyway, that the Isser is only Midrabonin. For if the Isser, says the Pnei Yeshua, was an Isser Daraisa, Rabbi Yeshua cannot be Makel. Maskula Rava. Ask Rava, but Masnissen, in our Mishnah, Rabbi Shua said that on Erev Pesach, Rabbi Shua agreed, we may not burn Truma Tameya together with Truma Tahira. But there's also a loss involved. There's a Hefsed Eitzim. The wood is going to get, if we make two fires, we're going to need to use more wood than if we just have one fire. Answers the Gemara, Amalei Abaya, Lehefsed Merubah Chashu. When all of that chulin is going to get ruined, that's a hefsa merubah. The hefsa merubah Chazal were concerned. Making two fires, even though of course it costs more than making one fire, that's a hefsa mu'ud. And hefsa mu'ud, like chashu, Chazal weren't choshish. Rabbi Veger, we discussed this issue, but I saw Rabbi Veger discuss a situation when we have a situation of hefsa merubah. What's going to be a locha if we have three kalim? Each kali for itself is only a hefset mu'ud. But if we look at all three kalim together, do we consider it a hefset merubah, or do we look at each kali separately? So Kiva Eger says we look at each kali separately. And if each kali for itself is not a hefset merubah, then we can't call this a situation of a hefset merubah. And the Shal's Chuvah is by Shloima. Yoredeya, the Rikivegas in Shal's Chuvah, Rikivegas Simen Mem Gimel. The Shal's Chuvah by Shloima, and Yoredeya Simen Kuf by Vov, brings a raya from our Gemara. Our Gemara says that each one is a hefsa mu'ud. So we see that we don't look at them all together, because we look at all the people who are making fires in such a situation, and maybe a hefsa merubah. He says we look at each one separately. Ask the Gemara. Umanot Temra. Ask the Gemara, from where do we indeed see this concept? The Lehefsim Ruba Chashu. Chazal were concerned for Hefsim Ruba. Lehefsim Mu'ud Lechashu. They weren't concerned about Hefsim Mu'ud. The Tanya. Chavash Shachem Shem and Shumash Nizbra Begas Al Yoyna. A very similar situation where we have a barrel of Truma that broke in the upper pit. Ubetachtoin Chulun Tumeim. And the bottom pit has chulin tameim. And if the truma is going to fall to the bottom, the entire taruvis will now be also to be eaten by Yisrael, because it's going to be eaten by anybody, frankly, because because it's going to be all truma tameya. So Yisrael can't eat it, and the kohen can't eat it. Says the Gemara, Maidra Blazer Bishua, Shem Yochalatzim and a revius Batar Yatzel, that if you could save a revius of the shemen, that's what our first obligation is. Vimlav, and if you cannot, tear the titma. Vayitamena biyad. Don't let it fall in. Don't let it fall in. And don't let it fall in, because falling in has such serious repercussions. And the question is, Maishno Shemin, why by Shemin did Is that why by Shemin are we more machmer? Why by Shemin, even Rabbi Shua, that allowed the yayin to fall into the barrel, into the bottom barrel, by Shemin is more machmer? Says the Gemara, Maishna Shemin, the royal hadlik. Because the Shemin could use, even if it's Tomei, the halach is that Shemin that's Tomei can be and should be used for fuel. So it's not a total waste. So ask the Gemara, going back to the Yayin. The Yayin also, even if it became Tomei, even if we'll say there's a mixture of Truma and Chulim Tomeim, Nami royal azilif, it can be used for sprinkling. So why are we allowing it to be, why is Rabbi Yeshua allowing it to fall? And why is Rabbi Yeshua allowing us to be matam the yayin, bring kalim to mayim to save that yayin, and let it fall in, and I'll use it lazila for sprinkling. And if you'll say nobody sprinkles with wine, ask the Gemara. The wine that we buy for drinking, we buy a cellar for a log of wine. But when it comes to use wine for sprinkling in the house, we use more expensive wine. And we only use wine that cost, that you'd need to pay two seller for a loig. So we see that Zilif was very choshev, and they used to spend more money on Zilif than on Yayin. Answers the Gemara, here we're talking about Chodosh. That when, what type of wine can be used for Zilif? Old wine that has a nice aroma, but not wine which is fresh that doesn't have that good aroma. Ask the Gemara, V'royal Yashna. Yes, old wine, new wine cannot be used for Zilif. But ask the Gemara, even if it's new wine which cannot be used for Zilif, we'll wait till it becomes old. And once it becomes old, then I'll be able to use it for Zilif. So why am I saying that it's a hefsid? I'll wait around. Answers the Gemara, if we're going to leave it around, we have to be concerned, osibela de tekola, it's going to be brought, people may come to drink it while it's also because it's truma tameya. Ask the Gemara, shemen, if that's your concern, so the shemen, we said, shemen tamei, we could use for fire. But the shemen also asked the Gemara, why shouldn't we be concerned? Nami osibela de tekola, that you're going to hold it and you only use a little oil at a time. And it says the Gemara, the Romele b'klimos. You put it into a klimos, then nobody will come to eat it. We don't have to worry that there'll be a takola. Ask the Gemara, so do the same by Yayin. Yayin nami, Romele b'klimos, put it into klimos, and nobody will drink it. Answers the Gemara, what do we want to do with this Yayin? Lazilif kabayle, we want to use it for sprinkling. So if you want to use it for sprinkling, the klimos romelay, are we going to put it into klimos? Nobody's going to put it into klimos. Then you can't; it'll get a bad odor, and we can't use it. So from here we see that we have to be careful that wine should not go to waste. We came up with an eitz that should be zilif. So the Gemara Masechta Brachos, Daf Nun Amud Aleph, teaches us that they used to juggle wine in pipes in front of a chassan and a kala. And Rashi and the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Ayin Aleph Sif Beis Paskin, that we have to be careful that the wine should not go to waste. So the question is, why would the wine go to waste? If it'll spill, it'll be zilif. So we see from here that If wine is zilof is considered a use of wine, and therefore sprinkling wine in the house is not considered a waste. But juggling wine is not really what wine was made for, so we could use it, but make sure it doesn't come to waste. So I saw a very nice pshat. The pasuk says that when Yaakov Avinu in Parshas Vayechi gives a bracha to Yehuda, the pasuk says, "Kibis b'yayin susa," and Rashi explains they used to wash their clothing in wine because they had so much wine. So what we see here is that wine was used for washing, was used for zilof, but wasn't used for juggling. So now the Gemara introduced a new concept. The Gemara introduced the concept of takola, that we have something that available to us that may go to waste, we have to be very concerned about. Says the Gemara, for takola atzma, that issue about takola tanoyi is a machloikus tanoyim, that we have to worry about takola by truma tamei. The Tanya, chava shayayin shal truma shenitmas. If he came tamei, b'shamayim teshava chevel. Pour it all out. Don't use it for spritzing. B'siloyim, tas azilif, use it for spritzing. Amar b'shua Rabbi Yose aneachriya. B'sada, if it's in the field, teshava chevel, because nobody does zilif out in the field. B'bayis, where zilif is an option, tas azilif. Ikadamri, there's a different version. B'chadosh, by wine that's new, that doesn't have that nice aroma, teshava chevel, spill it out, because I'm worried about takola. B'yoshun, which is immediately usable for zilif, tas azilif. Amrloi, so the people said, Tashmo Rab Yossi, ein achros, shlishim achros. An opinion, which is the third opinion, is not a machria under this circumstances. And I saw two pshatim why. One pshat is that when is the halacha that if you have a third opinion, which is sort of a compromise opinion, considered achra, that's only in a situation where the first two tanoim mentioned your concepts. And since they mentioned your concepts, so now you're picking and choosing. In this regarding, in this situation, I agree with one shita. And in this situation, I agree with the other shita. And that's called achra shlishis. But in a situation where Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, they didn't speak about the field or the house. They didn't speak about new wine or old wine. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi is the one that introduced such concepts. That's not called that he's sort of a compromise. That's not a compromise when they don't speak about those opinions. Another pshat that I saw is Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi was a third generation from Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. A Tana that came so many generations later cannot be somebody who is going to be the one to decide how to pass in a machloikus between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. We had a machloikus, as we mentioned, with the wine of the truma that broke in the upper pit, and it's going to fall down at the chulin tameim. What should we do? Rabbi Yeshua said, if there's no choice, we could bring a tamedig barrel to save the wine, to prevent the chulin from becoming mixed together with the truma. And Rabbi Lezer was machmer. Am Rabbi Yosef Chanina, this machloikus of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua is only in a situation that the chulin tameim that are in the lower pit are not 100-1 ratio. If you have 100-1 ratio, so now the truma is going to become bottle because the sheer bittle by truma is 100-1. There the halacha will be divrei hakol teirid, the titma, allow the truma to fall down, v'al yitamena biyad, don't let it become tame. Because there's no hefset to the chul in here, because it's going, because the truma is going to become bottle. There we have no right to be metama the truma by bringing it into a tamed gekeli. Even Rabbi Shu will agree. Tanya mehachi says the Gemara, chavish nesher begas hal yoina v'tachteh mechulim tameim. Moider Belezer Rabbi Shua, Shem Yochel Atzman Avriyas Tar Yatzel, Mlaav Tevet Tetma, Vayitamena Biyad. Ask the Gemara, it's just the opposite. Ha Moider Belezer Rabbi Shua, that's, it's that, Rabbi Lezer always said, don't bring a Tumma Degekeli. It should be Moider Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Lezer Mibayle, that even though, as we learned earlier, under certain circumstances, Rabbi Shua allowed us to bring a Tumma Degekeli, here he says, I can't bring a Tumma Degekeli, I should let it drop, because there's not going to be significant ramifications. Says the Gemara indeed, Amar Rava Epoch, it has to be Maid Rabbi Shua Le Rabbi Lezer. Rav Huna Bered Rabbi Shua Amar Loilam Loi Tepech, there's no reason to do so. V'ach Maiskinen, what is the Brisa speaking about? B'kli Shetoycha Tar V'gabatar. We're talking about a keli that the inside is tar, and the outside is tummy. Madatema, maybe we should be concerned. Nigzer dima noga gaba betruma. Maybe the outside will touch the truma and make it tummy. Kamashmalon, that we don't have to be, Rabbi Elazar, even though he holds that I'm not allowed to make truma tahira, I'm not allowed to make truma tamei, that's true. But I don't have to make gezeiros and say that if the truma is falling inside a keli, which is not tamei, that it's going to maybe also touch the outside. And that's what Maida Rabbi Elazar Yeshua, that if I could find such a keli, which is inside is tar, even though the outside is tamei, I have no problem in using such a keli to save the truma, and I don't have a reason to make a gezeira that I should not. Hadron aloch. Orla Abba Osor, Hadron Loch Orla Abba Osor, Hadron Loch Orla Abba Osor.